No. I would call, I mean, everybody calls him a businessman, but I'm not sure I would call him that, because what he did is he worked for an investment company that came in and bought companies and then either fired the employees and sold off the assets or did something like that. I don't really call that being a businessman.
Well, if he knows who to fire, we could really get some progress going.
He wasn't interested in meeting the payrolls of these companies. In fact, lots of times he fired everybody, so there was no payroll.
So what are we looking for?
I don't know.
What are we looking for?
I like the fact that Ron Paul is the only person left who doesn't see government solutions for every problem. But he's 76 years old. Come on.
Well, most presidents were old.
He's going to be in his 80s by the time the term ended. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
No, I don't think so, because most presidents were older men. We're just now seeing some young guys come in.
Ronald Reagan was the oldest, and Ron Paul is way older than Ronald Reagan was when he ran.
Well, maybe we need the fatherly type. Yeah. I just think he's too liberal on some things.
Liberal?
That's my only problem.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Ron Paul,
Ron Paul.
Too liberal? Like what?
On some things.
Like the drug thing?
No, I like the drug thing.
I can't believe you just said that.
Yeah. Plus, I don't know. He's kind of a mush mouth. I don't know. He just doesn't. I don't know. I do. In a way, I like him. You know, I've told you. I hear things he says, and I think they're good, and his ideas are good. Get the government out. I just don't know if he can stick to it. He's like this little meanie mind man.
And I've said this in previous weeks. I don't like his excuses for that newsletter where he says he didn't write any of it. It just seems kind of a lame excuse to me.
I know it worries you that he'll be in there signing things he doesn't even know what they say.
And Emmy says his foreign policy proceed.
That's it.
Yes. Foreign policy is wild, yeah.
That is. Thank you, Sean. It's exactly what I was thinking, because, you know, I don't want any more of us doing the masks. I don't want us sending the money,
So you like that part, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know why we're in Germany anymore either. I got to be honest with you. Why do we have troops and tanks sitting in Germany?
Because we have to be everywhere where we might need a friend.
Are we going to invade Poland? I mean, seriously, what
Probably.
Are we doing there?
Yeah, I think we are. I've heard those rumors. I think we're going to invade Hawaii. I think that next
kielbasa.
Is Hawaii. Well, it's 3:24 right now. We better get to our Nevada news. There was some good stuff going on this week. About 950 Verde residents kept their mailboxes at the post office in Verde, and it's now burnt down.
Yeah.
It was gutted. Gee-many. Isn't that crazy?
That's where
arsonist.
That's where I used to live, is out there in Verde.
I love Verde.
We were right there when all those earthquakes were hitting. We were right in the epicenter.
I know it. It's just crazy. They're all having to now go to the post office behind Rayleigh's off Rob Drive. And there's a lot of older people living in in the trailer park there.
Right.
They can't go up there every day. And they can't keep it open. There's nobody to man it now. I mean, that is just a...
With the post office cutting back, are they going to rebuild this post office?
They don't know.
They don't know.
That's up for grabs because it's private property. The property doesn't belong to the U.S. government.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's private property, so that'll be something that we'll find out about. And the guy's in jail, Bennett, 36-year-old man, remains in Washoe County Jail.
This was
Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Shooting spree, and then he broke in, arsoned the post office. And they're gonna bring up federal charges against him, though.
Same guy shot at the Sparks Police Department.
I know it. I mean,
isn't that seem like a... kind of a self-destructive crime wave when you go shoot at the police department.
Sounds like a knucklehead. Nutcase. They're going to bring up federal charges, I'm sure, relating to that, because it was a U.S. Postal Service. And burglary, destruction, that's all depending.
Yeah. Hey.
Bennett said Jesus told him to commit the spree.
Did he really?
Jesus told him.
He did not.
Come on,
did
that's
he
what
really?
He said.
Oh, man.
I'm going to use that Bible for something else, buddy. Thump you upside the head. That is so out there.
Come
Can't
on,
even
Mr.
Stand
Bennett,
it.
Does that really sound like Jesus? Go shoot the post office.
Come on. I mean, he's probably talking about a little place in the Bible. He says he turned over the merchants in the marketplace.
Maybe that's
because they were trying to take advantage of people. This guy. Ridiculous. Well, a federal judge in Reno, has ruled against environmentalists and tribal leaders who say that the U.S. government is breaking the law by failing to protect water resources from damage caused by the biggest gold mine in Nevada. Yeah. Judge Larry Hicks, ruled in favor of the U.S. Bureau of Land Management, the Toronto-based Barrick Gold Corp, over the latest challenge against Barrick's Cortez Hills. That's in Lander County, where that gold mine is.
Let him dig the gold out of the ground. Come on, people.
Get off the reservation, I say. They're ruining the water with all their chemicals.
They think they're going to ruin the water.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals earlier had sided with parts of the lawsuit filed by the Great Basin Resource Watch, the Western Shoshone Defense Project, and others. But Hicks said Thursday, the BLM has corrected all of the errors and now is in compliance with the U.S. law. So
here's the way it works in this country now. No matter what you want to dig out of the ground, the environmentalists will sue you to stop you. It doesn't matter what. Or whether you're going to harm anything or not.
Well, the thing is, you know why? It's the only way for them to find out what you're really doing. Because people are out there doing stuff and we don't even know what they're doing. It's the only way. I'm not against the environmentalists because they are trying. They get very trying. They get very trying. But they want to know what people are doing. It's so much stuff is underhanded. So much stuff is hidden. Hidden agendas.
Apparently
they're
not.
Ruining the ground with all the chemicals that you use. We've got places right out here on I-80.
From mines from a century ago, probably. Nowadays, they have requirements, and BLM makes sure they don't ruin
the environmentalists don't stir something up, nobody knows.
Oh, they do, too.
No, they do not. All right, moving on.
Yeah.
A teenager repeatedly...
Agree to disagree.
All right. A teenager repeatedly stabbed two adults earlier on Thursday. Circus, downtown Reno. The victims, who were not identified, we don't know who it was, we don't know who the kids were, taken to a hospital for treatment for what Reno Police Department described as a non-life-threatening wounds. But still, they were kids. They were teenagers.
And they were stabbed.
Yep.
In Circus.
Police said they were called to Circus on a report of a fight involving several people on the second floor. Their investigation showed two 16-year-old boys started a fight with two adults, and then one of the teens pulled out a knife, stabbed both adults several times, arms and legs, torso. The police arrested the teens, who are not identified, on suspicion of two counts of battery with a deadly
weapon.
That's
right where that little sushi pizza place is. I eat little pizzas there all the time. I just had one there yesterday.
You could have been one of those. You get
one day later.
What are teens doing in there?
There's always a flock of people around there. You know, I can never
figure
out.
Yeah, but teens are not allowed in the casino. What do you got to say, Sean?
Circus, you can. There's lots of kids.
Well, on the Midway.
Yeah.
They're not allowed in the casino.
That's the second floor.
Yeah, second floor where they are. Yeah.
Where Midway was.
That's right.
Why is it, I always wondered this too, why is it that teens who are suspected of doing crimes or whatever, their names are not released just because they're teens, even though they've done something adult-like?
Parents.
Hey.
It's privacy.
That's
got
the law, Sean.
That's the law, Sean.
I don't like it, though.
You want to change it?
You want to know their name, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you want to know if they're living next door to you and they need anger management.
Yeah. Give me Michelle Bachman's number. I'll see if she can do something about that.
She's gone, Sean. Ugh. She's out of it.
Well, Washoe County's biggest casinos combined for a third straight year, a net loss of in the last 12-month period that ended on June 30th. Annual Gaming Abstract, the Gaming Control Board, said 30 casinos in Washoe. Annual gross gaming revenues of $1 million or more lost a total of $44.5 million in the fiscal year of 2011.
They had a net loss, or they lost that much in
they
revenue?
Lost it. Statewide, net losses among 256 qualifying casinos swelled to $4 billion.
Huh.
From $3.4 billion lost earlier last year, reflecting the tourism industry's struggle in a year-long economic downturn.
You know, when my daughter visited us one time, my son-in-law, my daughter, and me and Glenda decided to try to hit every casino in Washoe County.
Yeah? You were broke by the time you made it to two?
In one evening, it's not possible. We like walk in, put a dollar bet down, and leave, and it was just...
A dollar? Well, no wonder you didn't make it. Good grief, you're not even working.
Cheapskate.
State and federal drug agents in Nevada arrested eight suspected members of a California-based drug trafficking organization accused of distributing several pounds of methamphetamines in the Reno-Sparks area every month. Thank God they're off the street. Officials for the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration in Reno say that the arrests made public Wednesday resulted from a four-month joint investigation led by the Northern Nevada Drug Task Force. You go, guys. They say agents intercepted nearly 2 pounds of meth in December with a street value of more than $60,000. Okay, now here's where we say. Should they be looking for drug dealers and drug traffickers?
No.
They should just be letting them go?
It's just my opinion.
I know.
People are going to do it anyway. You might as well just treat it like you do alcohol and try to treat the people with a problem instead of making them everybody a criminal.
Yeah. They were also found with a .45 caliber handgun. Of course, they feel they have to protect themselves.
Did you ever watch that show?
And they're not authorities are not releasing the names of all of the suspects, even on that.
You ever watch Breaking Bad?
No.
That's
Breaking
a show
Bad?
About a school teacher who starts making and selling methamphetamine.
Whoa, I watched the Law and Order last night where she was, where a teacher was sexually molesting kids in the class. What the heck is happening? Last year, we remember hearing about a 13-year-old girl who began riding a special needs school bus after suffering emotional damage from a relative's sexual abuse.
This is a horrible story.
Her mother was comforted that there were video cameras on board the Washoe County School District bus. The driver was Ronald Allen Priest, an elderly man, and she thought that her daughter liked him and trusted him. The student kind of had a soft spot for senior citizens. Her favorite aunt, Colleen Winters, and several other relatives have been special needs for many years. And her mother said that that gave the girl a special connection with Priest because his family also had members that had special needs. Well, 68 years old, he was aware of the circumstances behind the girl's emotional damage, yet he too sexually abused her on the school bus.
It's just unbelievable.
This felony carries a 5-year state prison term, only a 5-year state prison term. Parole possible after 2 years. He sentenced Priest to 3 years consecutive 1-year county jail terms for lewdness. Priest cannot be freed until he serves at least 5 years, and when he's paroled, he could spend 2 of the 5. He drove routes from Lemon Valley Elementary School. He worked for the district since 2007. He admitted to molesting the girl on the school bus between the end of April and June. She had been the lone rider on the bus when the abuse occurred. No joke. Mm. Wow. You sicko. 3 years doesn't even... I think they should... That's just pathetic. He's a pathetic pedophile.
Especially given the reason she was there.
They should give that creep even longer than they can. Just lay it on him. My God.
We've sure had a lot of that lately.
We've had a lot of that. I don't know what's up with that. It's... Ew. Finally, you can't beat that one. If that leaves a bad taste in your mouth, more than 2,300 Nevada nonprofits are going to lose their tax-exempt status with the IRS this year. The revocations run the gamut from Edgewood Tahoe Men's Club to the Lovelock Alfalfa Seed Growers. Most of the revocations occurred in 2010, but they were posted this last year. The IRS, in June of 2011, released a list of more than 275,000 nonprofits nationwide that have had their tax-exempt status automatically revoked due to failure to file annual returns.
Oh, that I was going to say, why? Okay, they didn't file their returns.
And it's going to cost $750 to file an application now.
Great.
So, yeah, 275,000 nonprofits nationwide not following the rules.
You missed one story.
What is it?
NFL playoffs start today.
That's not a Nevada news story. Thank you, JP. We'll be right back because Adele Trabilla is here, and we're going to talk with her. She's a real estate success strategist and feng shui master. When we come back with Broadview.
...1270 The Buzz.
Looking for a fantastic location with a showroom, warehouse, or offices? How about signage to more than 200,000 cars a day? Keep your company's name on your customer's mind with more than 200,000 cars a day driving right by your sign. Matley Properties has office, retail, showroom, and warehouse available with signage to Highway 395. Current tenants include Pacific Medical, Sandy's Electronics, Tropical Penguin Scuba, Mattech Engineering, MetLife, ScottCom, Americom Broadcasting, Hanger Prosthetics and Orthotics, and Reno Media Group. All these companies have something in common, more than just Matley Properties. If you have a business that is considering a move, they all lead in their respective industries. Call Matley Properties today at 848-9064. Today, more than ever, you need every advantage you can have. Location, price, curb appeal, and being located with some of Reno's most successful companies is what Matley Properties can do for you. At 848-9064. Matley Properties. Be seen by more than 200,000 cars a day. 848-9064.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. I go to school with your children. We say the Pledge of Allegiance together. You've seen me around the neighborhood, and you've told me I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every 4 children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger. This problem is closer than you think. My teacher tells me we could grow up and be whatever we want, I want to grow up and be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry. There's enough food in this country to feed everyone. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for kids like me, quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back. Now we get into our Better Living segment, which is brought to you by Reno Sparks Local Business Co-op, supporting local economic recovery. And Dave Asher encourages you to choose local first. LiveLocalRenoSparks.com. They're located at 1301 Cordone, Reno, online national directory free. So thank you for that, Dave. Always reminding us also that they have Reno Sparks Local Business Green, National Green Company now too. So there's many opportunities there. And we'd like to welcome Adele Trebill. Am I saying it correct?
That's great, Jay. You got it right on. Woo-hoo. First time out of the batter's box.
I like that.
Yeah.
Adele is a real estate success strategist, corporate facilities management, interior design, and feng shui. I've always been curious of feng shui. Explain to our listeners what feng shui is.
So feng shui is an ancient Chinese system of energy balancing for the built environment. It's kind of like acupuncture for buildings. Mm. It's a great analogy.
Interesting.
And I've been studying feng shui in its different formats for about 24 years. And I've used it in corporate America when I worked for Hewlett-Packard, and I've used it in my own interior design business. And the last 2 years, I've been running a research grant study that uses feng shui principles for small businesses here in Northern Nevada.
Stating that if you, certain colors and certain placement of furniture and certain areas give a good feel, right? A good vibe.
That is true. That's the basics. That's okay. The understanding that most people have from the kindergarten level, from the beginner's level. And it's a great place to start.
That's where I am, I'll tell you.
It's a great place to start. But at the higher level, feng shui is really about harnessing life force energy, which is what the Chinese call qi. Mm-hmm. And when you know how to do that in a building, then you can go back in and activate that, and you can actually help people manifest better cash flow, more clients. In some of my grant study situations, we've had people report improvement in health, reduction of stress. So there's a lot of benefits to practicing feng shui in the modern world.
Yeah, I'm seeing 20 to 100% more business, more cash flow, more.
We've had as much as 1,000% return on investment for improvements in cash flow, new business, and expanded business opportunities in a 6-month window on the grant study using feng shui.
And are you saying you've done 100 different businesses in that short period?
I've done 100 businesses in a year. The grant was for a year.
That's a lot.
And we had over 100 businesses participate. We are still running the research part of it. The grant has ended. The official subsidies have ended. But the success status was so great with the businesses that went through the study that I'm continuing to do the research, inviting more businesses to participate in 2012.
Let me ask you this. I know it comes from an ancient system. You were just stating that. Now, do you feel that it's really still relevant today in this modern world? Really?
More than ever, with the real estate decline, I think that feng shui is incredibly relevant because it teaches people how to manage their environments to produce better success in a declining economy. And we've proven that by running the grant study with many different businesses from different industry sectors. And